You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Shamita Basu. As you've been hearing on WNYC, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has secured a guilty plea from Rick Gates, a former top aide to President Trump's presidential campaign. Gates pleaded guilty to conspiracy against the United States, in part for bank fraud and money laundering connected to homes in Soho and Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. As a part of the plea deal, Gates will cooperate with the ongoing Russia investigation. Now, WNYC first broke parts of this story nearly a year ago. Andrea Bernstein co-reported that story. She also co-hosts our new podcast, Trump Inc., and she joins me now. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Shamita.
So what is the essence of the scheme at the center of this plea?
So Rick Gates was the deputy to the campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and the two of them were also longtime business partners. Mm-hmm. So the scheme is that they secretly earned tens of millions of dollars from a Putin ally in Ukraine, an autocrat, and then laundered that money through luxury goods and real estate in Brooklyn and Soho. There is such a level of detail in this indictment that they, or not the indictment, but the document they filed today around the plea agreement. So what happened in 2012, according to these papers, is Manafort gets this property in kind of on the border of Soho and Chinatown on Howard Street. And all of the money comes from the Ukraine, this ill-gotten money via Cyprus. So that's one part of the crime, using real estate to launder money. But there was more. Manafort rented the property on Airbnb, but he told the IRS it was a rental property. But when he wanted to get a loan on it, he told the bank that it was owner-occupied, and Rick Gates, the one who pleaded guilty today, was the one who prepared the false document for the bank.
I see. So that is in Soho. Is it the same story in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's pretty much, but even larger.
Okay.
So the Brooklyn home is a four-story brownstone in Cobble Hill. I was there a couple of months ago, and it was under renovation, and the neighbors were complaining because they thought it was a shoddy renovation job, which is extraordinary because Manafort got an $8 million loan for a house that's worth maybe $4 or $5 million. And to get those loans, Gates lied on loan forms, or he had someone else lie. So even though Manafort took out construction loans, he then secretly used the money for other purposes.
I see. So a year ago, you and WNYC's Ilya Marritz were investigating New York City land records connected to Trump and his aides. And experts you spoke to said the transaction had the signs of money laundering and fraud. And now we have this guilty plea from the special counsel saying, yes, it was. I mean, are you floored by this, Andrea?
It is really crazy.
A piece of your puzzle now that feels satisfying?
When we were walking around Brooklyn a year ago in this house on Union Street in Cobble Hill, we were thinking, is this weird? Is this a normal real estate deal? And now what it turns out is that it is at the center of an international money laundering and bank fraud conspiracy involving a Putin ally in the Ukraine and President Trump's campaign chairman, this brownstone on Union Street. So at the time we were like, is this normal? Is it a crime? But as of today, we know that, in fact, someone has been convicted. Rick Gates faces significant time in jail. Now, Manafort still faces his own trial. Mueller keeps increasing the pressure on him, but Manafort is maintaining his innocence. One other thing about Rick Gates, he was identified in a separate guilty plea, the one with George Papadopoulos, as the recipient of an email about Papadopoulos wanting to set up a meeting with the Russians. So there's a lot more to learn.
Sure. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein is a co-host with Ilya Marritz of our new podcast, Trump Inc., made in collaboration with ProPublica. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.